Even though I have this respect, I have such respect, I'm not going to let somebody try to handle me. And I'm going to tell you why. For the simple fact, in 2015, bruh, I want you to understand what my opinion is of this in 2015. In 2015, you are a commercial corporate rapper.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color back on the scene. What's up, brothers?
That's what's good. Happy recording day.
Happy Saturday morning.
Indeed.
It's like Groundhog Day, actually.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Technical difficulties like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm not even going to front. I'm going to let the listeners know exactly what happened. We recorded an entire show.
And it was a good fucking show.
But guess what? Fucking gremlins.
Yeah.
That's
what we're calling them. Gremlins.
No doubt. So anyway, here we go. Take two.
Yes.
Austin George Taylor goes in against Sean Carter with the quote, we're not scared of you. Oh, it's Sean Corey Carter?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for the correction there. People probably like, who the fuck is Austin George Taylor? Kurt G, would you let them know who that is?
Let's be clear.
Funk Flex goes in against Jay-Z talking about we're not scared of you. So for those of you who probably already know, and for those of you who don't, Funk Flex is biting what we've been doing on this show for at least 3 years now.
Yep.
Corporate.
Calling him the corporate rapper, as the introduction has already let you know. But, you know, he's on the radio, Hot 97, talking about we're not scared of you. And I guess that's him and Dipset. You're not my particular direct boss. There's a lot of bosses in New York City. We're not particularly worrying about you.
Why is he saying we, though? Why can't he just say me, since he's the one that's getting at that nigga? Why is he dragging somebody else into this shit?
Well, because Jimmy and Cam, at a moment's notice, are going to come in off the top rope on that nigga at will.
Well, you know that. But we're not worried.
We're gonna need backup.
Since he's saying we're not worried about Jimmy, because his rap skills are lagging.
Yeah, that was, yeah, no doubt. So yeah. All of that being said, you know, all of the ex-Rockefeller employees, you know, they're happy to take a shot at Jay whenever they can get a chance. And Funk Flex is providing that chance. Swervin, I gotta ask you, Funk Flex's motivation.
At first I was thinking that maybe, you know, he was doing too much dick riding back then or whatever, but for this to be happening, like, come on, son. But I really don't know. I mean, because could this be a career killer for him? Is this how he really felt all along? And if so, why now?
Well, just to give you some background, I don't think Funk Flex and Jay ever got along. I mean, they did projects together professionally as their job, but I don't think they ever really liked each other. Flex goes on to tell a story about him DJing at the 4040 Club and the security coming up to him talking about no Dipset records. And then Funk Flex felt all funny about it. How the fuck you gonna tell me what to do, nigga?
I'm Funk Flex.
Considering that I guess they used to be his employees when Funk Flex was DJing at the Tunnel.
So they was his security back in the day.
They was his security back in the day. Now they got hired by Jay, you know, at the 4040 Club. And, you know, I guess I figured, you know, yo, nigga, you going to play what the fuck I tell you to play.
I guess he's saying these hoes ain't loyal, huh?
Hey, no doubt. So, Kurt G, do you think as the lawyer to one Sean Corey Carter, do you think that he's really worrying about Funk Flex?
I don't think that he's worrying about Funk Flex.
Worrying is too heavy. Is he concerned with Funk Flex?
Yeah, I say he's a little concerned, because he's actually letting the nigga get to him by what he's saying. So he's already pretty much, he's lost. Once you let a nigga get inside your head, you lost already.
I think Jay is proven to have a pretty thin skin, though.
He does. He tries to act like he doesn't, though.
Indeed. No doubt. So, as we continue on, he's going in, he's heavy. And the second topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Jay-Z buying Hot 97? I'm sure when Funk Flex saw that headline the day after that rant, he probably had a hard time getting his Cheerios down in the morning. I'm going to read the copy. According to a rock solid source, Sean, Jay-Z, Carter, along with a group of investors, including New York Knicks star Carmelo Anthony, is currently negotiating to buy Hot 97. Talks are still early, but we're told that both sides have hired lawyers and investment bankers and are talking about seriously getting the deal done. Swervin', would Jay-Z literally buy an entire radio station to throw this nigga out on his ass?
Well, get ready for it. We're at WJYZ in New York City.
Stick it to WKRP, Joan, yo. So is it possible that it could be WJAZ? You know what I mean?
Jay-Z Radio.
Yeah.
Is it possible?
I think he has enough money and power to do that.
But his motivation, Kurt G, is that, you know what? He's like, fuck this, I'm buying a station.
Now that's...
And I'm going to...
You know what? We just said the nigga got a little thin skin. And when you're talking to a nigga that's got the kind of money and the type of financial backing that he can call up at a moment's notice and you piss him off, yeah, he probably could buy your radio station that you work at and say, fuck you, nigga. Go find somewhere else to work.
Yeah, but on the real, though, on the real, you know, that's one of the powerful stations. So you got to make sure those Eskimos at Emmis or Clear Channel, whoever, is willing to give up that to Jay-Z just to be fooling around with. So, you know, that's a major market.
Money talks.
Yeah, I mean, they would sell it to Jay for the right price. I mean, once they made a profit.
But the Jello man did try to buy NBC, remember?
Yeah, but that's a different situation, though. You know, Ka's name is not good right now.
You know? I mean, back quite a few years ago, okay. He tried to buy NBC.
And that was back in the 80s, but that was back in the 80s, though. And I understand Ka's tried to make a power move, but they wasn't. And two, buying NBC is certainly not like buying Hot 97.
You're buying a radio station. That NBC is a conglomerate.
Right.
You're buying something totally different.
Right.
They was not letting
that. Not forget.
No matter how white he thought he might have been, that was only on the inside, nigga.
Yeah.
On the outside, again, they saw exactly what you were.
With the Telecommunications Act, there are about five people that own all these radio stations. And I don't think they're going to be ready to give up one of their major stations so somebody
can
play.
Put it like this. They're going to let Jay buy it. They'll probably let Jay buy it. But he's going to have to come on into the family. They don't think they're going to let this nigga just own it lock, stock, and barrel.
No, he's going to be outright. What it is, right, there you go. They're going to have, let's say they give Jay 51%, just the controlling interest, but they're still going to get the money. And two, if the station becomes unprofitable, be able to buy Jay back out and then put that back under the fold. That's all.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's corporate
plan.
Shit.
Yeah, they're not letting this nigga just own a station. He can do what the fuck he wants to do.
So as far as Funk Flex is concerned, he's about to become, if the deal goes through, an employee.
And he's going to say, now I'm your boss.
Right.
Now what do you got to say?
He's going to be at another station down the dial. What
we're going to do is we're going to see just how hard Funk Flex really is. Is he going to get grovel on his knees and try to keep his job, or is he going to say, fuck this, I'm going to another station?
I think he'll go down the block. I think he'll go down the block.
But he got beef with niggas over there down the block.
He do, because he talked a lot of shit about them niggas down the block. Funk Flex, you could be in some serious trouble. See, that's what happens when you don't remain an independent voice, such as the Hip Hop Digest. So not only did you bite our coin phrase for the description of Jay-Z, now you may be his employee. Now you're all fucked up in the game. Let's be clear.
Man, niggas is starting to walk away from you.
So,
They're going to be like, well, you said we? That wasn't me. He wasn't talking about me. Nope. I don't know who that we he was talking about.
Exactly. So, indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, rest in paradise to Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks, who played for the Chicago Cubs from 1953 to 1971. Perennial, every year, all-star. Hall of Fame. You know, what can I say about that? I'm not a baseball guy, but when somebody of that note, and we think about modern times, athletes owning the city. And Chicago, obviously, Jordan owns the city. Or, you know, anybody else, Gordie Howe. No, I don't think he played for did he play for the Chicago Blackhawks? See, I'm not a sports guy.
That's one of our Canadian friends.
Yeah, I don't know.
That.
But anyway, but you're talking about owning the city. Yeah, this is a guy back when, you know, cats are still getting strung up in the 50s, you know, through the 60s. He's Mr. Chicago. He owns the city.
Before Jordan.
Before, well, this is hella before that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, for those of you who may not be up on Ernie Banks, go ahead and look it up. He earns your respect, and certainly rest in paradise to that great baseball player, Ernie Banks.
Word.
Indeed. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest, Shawn Michael Leonard Anderson.
Oh, damn, not another corporate topic. You said Shawn.
Oh, no. This is Shawn Michael Leonard Anderson said there's not a lot of good music being put out.
That's a big Shawn something Michael Anderson, right?
That is Big Shawn. We're doing our government, our best government names.
Oh, that's right. You did that government name. All right.
Yeah,
all
throughout
right.
the year, government
you
names.
You threw me off for a second.
Big Sean declared there isn't a lot of good music out there and shared his responsibility to release good music. And I quote.
I think he already lost that battle.
I really feel like it's a big responsibility to make good rap music because there's only a few people that make it. I'm a beast out here. I'm not going to front. When it comes to this rap shit, you really gotta be on a high level to fuck with me, says Mr. Anderson, Big Sean.
Oh my God. You Kermit, they're gonna come for you, bro.
Exactly. Big Sean's rap skills is about as good as your accent, my nigga.
Really?
That nigga is trash.
Not good, huh?
Not good at all.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just saying. So, Swervin, Big Sean, he's saying you're going to put out good music. We're going to. It's a big responsibility.
Good music. That's about it.
Is that about it? So, I'm going to ask you, Swervin.
Or is he on Jay-Z's label?
Do you know that Black Milk produced anything?
Not that I know of.
How about Apollo Brown?
Oh, definitely not that I know of.
Maybe, how about DJ House Shoes?
I ain't know.
Those are all Detroit natives, right?
They are from Detroit.
There's a team there.
Yeah.
And in the words of one of the Detroit's finest, we're going to get some Detroit artists in here, or else we're going to leave your ass butt-ass naked.
At the airport, nigga.
With your wallets turned out, looking like rabbit ears. So, Big Sean, how does he get away with that shit? How does he get away with putting out major albums? I know he's from Detroit, but not letting any Detroit artists get on.
He's from Detroit. I guess he gets a pass.
I guess so. Trick Trick is saying, you better get some Detroit producers. He's not saying that.
No,
apparently not.
He got Yay over there, I guess. That's all that matters.
Is that what that is? I forgot about that. He's got one of the big cogs on his team and shit. Mm-hmm. Big Wheels. Big Willie style niggas and shit. Can push his music through every venue. Yo, did you hear that new Big Sean Kanye produced shit? That shit's trash. That's what that shit is.
Damn. Yo, then speaking of trash, and this is real quick interlude, I will definitely send, and I don't know if you've been paying attention, but if you send some trash ass record music to the Hip Hop Digest show, I will be sending trash bags via Twitter to your music.
Oh, the trash Twitter got bags, trash bags?
Trash cans. Oh, I found some pictures. So instead of verbally replying, if it's not good, I will be sending pictures of trash
niggas
bags.
Niggas wearing the emoticon be?
You better believe it.
See, and that's going to be a problem because, see, in hip-hop, we
It's thin skin.
Yeah,
dude.
It's one of the things. We're just not mature in hip hop either. You know, if you don't like me personally via Funk Flex Jay-Z, then you don't like my art. But then if you don't like my art, you don't like me personally. It's just all
separation.
Yeah, there's no separation. So when you're sending trash pictures of trash cans and trash bags,
niggas is going to be mad.
Niggas going to be upset about that, son.
They probably rather you call them trash.
I'll explain again when they do.
Okay.
Me and the angry intern, we will be sending trash bags and trash cans.
Actually, you know what? I like to read some of that hate mail when we start receiving it and shit. Dear Hip Hop Digest, fuck y'all niggas. This is the type of shit I'm doing, nigga. You ain't gonna realize till after I'm fucking hot, nigga. This shit, you don't know what the fuck, you know. Just niggas rambling. I'd like to read some of that.
We've dealt with
then
that
I'll
already.
Just send pictures of trash on fire so you can be hot trash.
Yeah, we've already dealt with that already.
Nigga said he gonna send dumpster fires.
Remember that? Remember that kid that sent us the nasty email? Cause we gave that nigga a review and he didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, he was hot too.
You know what it boils down to?
Reviewing niggas shits after that.
But people don't listen to the show. They just send shit.
That's all. That's true. Yeah. That's real.
That's clogging up shit, me. When I'm getting good shit like I got from Canada last week, come on, man. Don't send that shit.
That's what's up. Yeah, shout out to Mr. Merv and shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I went off.
No doubt. No doubt. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Dr. Boyce Watkins. Here's why I don't support the coonery, and coonery is underlined, it, of Empire. He said, when Fox released Empire, I was concerned about the on-screen images that Fox is going to put out. Fox, not known for producing favorable images of black people. For some reason, black dysfunctionality makes for great television. And there is a long line of white guys getting rich off our willingness to celebrate all that makes us miserable. Dr. Boyce Watkins going in on your favorite show, Empire.
Dr. Boyce Watkins didn't get an accent from you?
Nah, because he's just too 100 right now. Matter of fact, he's 1,000 on it right now. He goes on to say, he goes on to say Empire was created to entertain black people, although I'm sure it has black viewers. It is selling an image of blackness to a predominantly white audience that has been long fed stereotypical images about what blackness represents. These thug, gangster, hood rat images are the ones deeply embedded in the mind of police officers who shoot black men, potential employers who refuse to give black people jobs, and just like animals in a zoo, the world loves to observe black people at our most ratchet because ignorant Negroes are simply fun to watch. If I was going to do anything, I was going to get into my Martin Luther King on niggas. Dr. Boyce Watkins.
He got all the way in.
Deep 100. Yes. What I don't understand, Swervin, and I'm going to ask you, is why do Negroes love Empire? I'm not talking about white folks. I'm talking about Asians and Indians and other indigenous people who migrate here. I'm talking about homegrown Negroes.
There's a Negro in my house that loves it.
Well, Swervin, why do Negroes love it?
I mean, I wish I could tell you, because at one time I was a Negro. Then I became an African-American. Then I became an African-American. I don't know. I don't know, B. Every Wednesday, though, you can count on the numbers being high. Oh, my God, I'm saying it. I said it already. You could reinstate slavery on fucking Wednesday night. And niggas won't know about it until they're watching the news after the show. Because, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't know what it is about that show that you can't go to Worldstar and see, that you can't holler at some of your cousins and see. I don't get the allure of that show at all.
Kurt G.,
it's just rehashing.
Gotta ask you, why do you think wifey like it so much?
She just like that type of ratchet bullshit.
So other people who are thinking, oh, I knew that Mr. Smith, who lived two doors up from me, meaning you, I knew that's how he acted in his home. Meaning that, you know, I know Swervin got them gold and leopard print suit jackets.
Cumberbund to match.
Yeah, no doubt. And that Kurt G, you know, and shit is up there bobbing and weaving in and out of the microphone in his bedroom and shit. Like an overinflated monkey. And that his wifey, you know, along with other black wives, are just hood rats wearing furs and being driven around in Maybachs. I knew that's how that guy lived. I knew it.
Everything they got is from drug money, huh?
Yeah. Here come the groceries again. Must have sold a dime pack.
Yeah, he had to do something. How did he get new tires on his car?
I knew that's how that guy lived. I knew it. I knew it. That guy looks just like my neighbor.
So, yeah, but B, you can't really. I mean, I know more than white people. I mean, more than black people watch these shows.
Of course, you can't get that many viewers and just be black folks.
Right.
10 million
but
folks.
At the same point, though, you know, I will venture to say that there's way more black people by watching Twitter, by watching Facebook, and all this other shit. Black people are locked into this shit. But you can't put a regular ass show about regular ass black people on TV and get no kind of viewership.
Harpo,
it just doesn't happen.
Harpo already done said it. I tried to put quality African American content on television. The ratings are too low to sustain it.
I'm talking about shit like Hawthorne, Will Smith's wife, shit like that. I'm talking about regular ass TV,
A-B.
You know what I'm saying, with major black characters.
A.B., well, nobody want to see no educated Negroes, B.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Because our own self-worth is tied up on both ends. Let's say you put an educated Negro on television, and then you got niggas complaining he white.
Damn.
You know what I mean? And then when you putting too much ratchet on TV a la Empire, you know, and then you got niggas are saying that shit's coonery. You know what I mean? You can't win.
Yeah, well, I think you got more watching this Empire shit than you would ever have in Hawthorne. And let me just, I forget what, I was at a tax spot the other day. And I'm sitting there, I was waiting for my girl. I'm sitting there, and the lady who was at the registration desk or whatever turned on the TV. Yo, I'm telling you the truth, I have never in my life, I heard the name Neely Leaks and all that shit. I heard the name, didn't know who would have walked by the street and not even know who she was, right? She turned that show on B, and 5 minutes in, I was like, I cannot believe she got this shit on in front of all these people. But they was all locked in, talking to the TV, the whole nine, and I'm just like, damn, this is where it is.
Yeah, no doubt. Again.
And I just don't understand it. So that goes along with Empire or whatever. I don't understand how... I just don't understand how that's such a draw. I mean, you know, people might say, well, how the hell is the NFL a draw to you? It is. It's a draw to me. The football is a draw to me. But I'm not going to sit there and watch garbage. If it's, I mean, I'm not going to say I don't want to put no teams down because I might still watch it. But I don't know if I'm going to watch the Buffalo Bills versus Cleveland Browns. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't watching no Jaguars and the Raiders?
Yeah, I probably. Well, I might watch because of the Ravens, but
I say Ravens.
Watch the Jaguars. Oh well, nah.
Well, look, B. Let's just get right down to the nitty gritty. I'm just saying, you know, we're coming off as, you know, some quasi black intelligent. You know, fuck that coon shit. Because, you know, regular black folks are saying Empire is part of black folks on TV. We need to support it no matter what. I know your argument, they not going to support no Masterpiece Theater full of black folks shit. It's just not going to happen,
right.
You know.
Nope.
So, again, the struggle continues. Boyce Watkins is 1,000.
He is 1,000.
So, Dr. Boyce, if you're listening, we know you are. Just go ahead and let us get an interview, man. Come on now.
Well, I mean, he doesn't know.
He's not trying to get down with our ratchet ass show.
No, man. Exactly, because we're just as ratchet as Empire. You say
nigga too much, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn right.
Exactly. So he'll want to crack our knuckles and shit. No question about that. Yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is why is Bobby Shmurda Akil Gene Pollard?
Oh, I was waiting for the government.
The government, yeah. Why is he still in jail? And I'm going to tell you, Bobby Shmurda's uncles, who apparently got the 20 grand together, but apparently got the 20 grand I guess his uncles or his some of his relatives or have this independent label that kind of got co-signed by his name and had some juice up at the major. The major label offered him the 20 grand to get out. But he said, I'm not fucking with my uncles because they stealing money from me. I'm not fucking with the major label because the major label is going to want me to pay back the 20 grand that they going to get me out of jail with. And number three, all my folk is still in jail. Now, this is just jail. This isn't a trial. I suspect, you know, minds will change when they start handing out dime pieces and 15 pieces on niggas because they committed major crimes.
Well, I'd see it. This nigga's been talking to the jailhouse lawyer. Because he's starting to make some sense.
Well,
he ain't fucking with these niggas who done fucked him over.
Well, before he went to jail, he was complaining that his mom, who was his management, didn't get him the money. And while he's cutting expensive videos for Bobby, bitch, meanwhile, he's broke.
I see there's a lose-lose situation, my friends.
Well, yeah, he already lost, though.
If you was Bobby Shmurda, would you stay in jail or would you just say, fuck it, I'm getting the fuck out of jail. I don't care how much it costs me.
I really don't know. At this point, knowing the type of person that I am, I'd probably stay in because I would probably be pissed off with them niggas for what they did to me.
Because you know what? He's the golden goose.
He is.
And the longer he's in jail, that means they're not getting any money. They're not generating any money to steal.
So they need him out.
They need him out, but he's not going out.
But the point of the matter is, if he gets out, he's going back. He's got some serious charges in front of him. It ain't no light.
Are they going to spend the appropriate amount of money to get him off of those charges? Is he going to get that Shine P. Diddy, you know, different lawyer shit?
Well, he probably a different lawyer than the mother niggas that he's fucking with.
I see him getting out. This is if he were to take the label route, okay? Get out, they throw him in the studio, Tupac him up with 100 songs, and then his ass is going back to jail, and then they're going to put his records out and make money off of him while he's in jail, and he gets nothing.
That's why the label wanted to get him out of there.
So they wanted
to get him out so he can do that get Tupac him out, joint
Ryan,
on death row. Just come out, put out a bunch of records.
Just upwards of 250 joints. Just
exactly.
Record 24 hours a day.
They're going to go get this nigga out the club. Nigga, put down that joint.
Right.
Go get in the club. Go get in the fucking studio. Stop this. What are you doing out here? Fucking
we'll hold you down while you're in jail,
these
Bobby.
Hoes,
we'll
you don't need these hoes in your life. Nigga, go back in the studio. Make money.
I got you. All right, well, Bobby Shmurda, young Mr. Pollard, seems like maybe he's thinking about some shit.
Well, he should have thought about some other shit, and he wouldn't be where he is.
I guess he figured I need to make some money because my peoples ain't giving it to me.
Yeah, no
I
doubt.
I need to do other things to make my money.
Wow. Indeed.
It sounds good. Till the end.
Yeah, till you get the other side of the game, the side that niggas don't like to talk about. Mm-hmm. It ain't all glitz and glamour. It ain't all cars and bitches, as you say. There's another side to that shit. There's death and jail.
Bobby, bitch. Yep. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is we got a talking email from our boy Matthew Murphy. What's good, son?
What's good?
And he asked a question. Said, can young cats, young hip hop fans, you know, they know what's up in the culture. Can they, you know, critique or review old school records, old school hip hop joints? And two, was the old school hip hop that we really listened to that good? And I have an answer from Mr. Murphy. Back in 2012, NPR did this. And what they did, it was the NPR You Haven't Heard. And what NPR did is take young interns and have them review classic albums. And there was one guy by the name of Austin Cooper, who was an intern for NPR back in 2012, reviewed Public Enemy, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. And his review of said record caused an absolute firestorm. And I will read one record review because he took each record and reviewed each one. Don't believe the hype comes on. I'm disoriented. I know I'm listening to one of the most acclaimed rap records of all time, but nothing grabs me. Nothing sucks me in. Chuck D's unvarnished vocals sit in front and center of the mix, accompanied by only percussion and what sounds like a thin funk guitar sample. Frankly, I find it cartoonish. And I was just on Don't Believe the Hype. He trashed the album and had an avalanche of negative people, including Questlove, if you can believe that, who said the young boy didn't take advantage of his generation, meaning the internet. He didn't do any research, et cetera, et cetera. He just listened to the record, one of the greatest records, if not the greatest hip hop recording of all time, and said it was whack from his young point of view. Kurt G. Matthew Murphy wants to include youngins. I'm saying I don't know if that's a good idea.
I only got one problem with that.
And your problem is?
That niggas jumped all over the youngin for his review. It was his opinion. So I don't think they should have got at him for that because he's a youngin. His view of music, or his listening of music, is from an EDM trap type of listening. Exactly. That's what he's used to listening to. So when you hear that
DJ
Nation
Mustard.
Nation of Million shit, you don't hear any of that type of shit. So it wouldn't grab him. So I would expect that type of review from him because it doesn't sound like something that he would listen to.
So in contrast, if somebody puts on Bobby Womack or Wilson Pickett and says, Kurt G, what do you think?
I'm probably gonna be like, I like that shit because I grew up listening to it and that's what I like.
But that was not your generation's music.
It was not my generation's music, but I respected it and I liked it. And plus, our generation.
Sorry, let's go back. Wait. Let's go back further because, you know, it's different because we grew up with hip hop and we grew up in a different time frame where we did listen to our parents' music. But let's just say somebody threw some Bessie Smith in front of you or, you know, something from way back in that time frame where it's like totally out of our scope. How would you feel about that?
Well, first of all, I would say that if somebody threw some Bessie Smith or some Louis Armstrong up, that I would be humble enough to say that I'm not qualified. Even if somebody was like saying, no, we want you to review it. And I don't know. See, I'm older. You know, at 20, I would feel awfully intimidated and probably wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Now I could listen to Bessie Smith and not appreciate it. I certainly couldn't, you know, or maybe I could because now I understand the situation, how she was recording, the pressure she was recording under, you know, living in Jim Crow America, having to perform on the Chitlin circuit. Yeah, all of that is knowledge that I know about. So when somebody tells me, you know, you want to review some Bessie Smith, I'm going to be like, you know what? Under the circumstances, the Bessie Smith, she's really doing her thing, or Louis Armstrong's really doing her thing. Now, personally, am I really into the music? No, probably not, to be truthful. But there's something in the fact that this guy blew up the Public Enemy, but he didn't, just like Questlove said, he didn't take the time to understand the surroundings, the, you know, the situation that takes place.
Right.
With that music being recorded. You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't matter what era, you know, music from the 60s, you know, when you hear protest songs, Peter, Paul, and Mary, well, you gotta know it's Vietnam. It's 67. Right. It's crazy. Right. You know, King X, you know, Kennedy, you know, hit. You know, that's crazy. Right. You know, so the music is gonna reflect that. This young guy is basically, from his point of view, it don't sound like A-Rap music. It don't grab me.
Not what he's used to. But he gave my problem was he gave a dead-ass honest opinion of what he heard. But he didn't, I don't know what the qualifications of reviewing it was. I don't know what they told him when they said to review this. Did they review it from your point, or did you have to do some study on these cats before you review it?
Well, he didn't study. I can tell you that right now.
All he did was listen and say, you know what, I don't like this shit. I can't hear this shit. What is this?
So,
where the fuck is Danger Mouse at?
So, and exactly. You know, that's the truth. So, you know, shout out to Matthew Murphy. I when you sent that question, I immediately remembered when NPR did that. And I was like, it's been done. And, you know, people horrible reviews of Ultramagnetic's Critical Beatdown. I think De La, Three Feet High and Rising got another bad review and shit. I mean, you got people listening to Nicki Minaj, for goodness sake. Crying out loud.
There's thinking she's great.
Yeah, exactly. For crying out loud, there's no way. Which, to me, shows the gigantic, and I mean gigantic, generational disconnect. Because what I tried to say is that we all love our parents' music.
Well, we loved it so much from our generation that we incorporated it into hip-hop.
No doubt,
right? Made it in part of our music.
And actually, to be honest with you, I love my grandmother's music. You know what I mean? My grandmother, who was a gigantic Ray Charles fan. I have so much Ray Charles vinyl in here, it's ridiculous because of my grandmother. So I'm just saying, so there's a giant disconnect. You have very few and far between young people that maybe our kids' age that is saying, yo, that Brand Nubian shit's crazy.
Shout out to Diff.
No, well, with the exception of Diff.
Right.
Who young Diff, Diff is a young scholar. You know what I mean? Yeah. No doubt.
Let me just also add that Artemis got me caught out there the other day because he put on his page something about, would Joey Badass be dope if he was back in the golden age of hip hop? And I, you know, just jumped out there real quick, one liner. I think he's dope and he would fit in. You know what I'm saying? I personally think Joey Badass would have fit in. You know, we had Kwame, for God's sakes, rhyming. Joey Badass would have fit in my opinion. So, of course, there's yada, yada, yada going down the line. And one character gets on there and says something about Joey Badass is for all the people who are upset that their music is dead or their music is gone. I'm paraphrasing, but I'm like, damn, that's not even what it was about. The question wasn't about that. So when people like the kind of music that's going on right now, there is nothing you can say to them where they can appreciate the music that was, no matter what it was.
Because there you go. There's the disconnect. This generation is saying, fuck our parents' music. We don't care anything about that boom bap 90s golden era bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. Fuck you motherfuckers. It's all about the trap. It's all about the EDM.
Yeah,
it's all about our shit.
Yeah, but you know what? They saying that shit and they nervous. They nervous as hell. Because just like Trinidad James, they're going to fucking wake up and find that their favorite MC or their favorite form of music is over. And then they're going to have to switch lanes. So when I hear people, when people try to do that, when people try to troll like that, them motherfuckers, they nervous as hell because they can't take any of the, they can talk about the shit now, but they can't put the shit in the bank and 3 years from now be bringing that shit up.
See, what's going to happen is the younger kids, our grandkids are going to come up and they're going to be the ones that are going to switch this shit up. And they're not going to want to hear their parents' fucking music. That bullshit that they listening to.
B, you ain't even got to take it as generation. I'm telling you, this shit is so short. Nigga, this same nigga who said that shit swerving is the same nigga who I guarantee you was bigging up your boy Trinidad and was buying into that all gold shit. I guarantee it.
Probably was. And, I'll ask him.
and now, would you ask him, nigga, you still riding with All Gold?
How about Shorty L.O.?
That's what I'm saying.
Mike Jones, anyone?
Exactly. You know, we can just name names from here to Kingdom Come. These young D4L. Niggas will not take this shit to the bank. Like I said, motherfucker like me, I'm going to talk Slick Rick?
Like me.
I'm going to talk
like
Slick
me.
Rick. I'm gonna talk about
they fucking
Slick
with penny stocks, B. Fucking with penny stocks.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell you, son. So I wouldn't get caught up in getting trolled by a nut nigga. He's nervous because his favorite MC today is gonna be a different nigga tomorrow, and it's all gonna be under the guise of generational. But oh man, fuck that, nigga. You bring your best, okay? The only person you're gonna end up talking about is Drake and Weezy, and he's having a little bit of difficulty, ain't he?
Nah, Weezy just put out the new mixtape. He's ready.
Motherfuckers over there nervous.
He's ready.
No doubt. So shout out to Average Bro. Iggy Azalea, don't worry about it. She's going to make a lot of money and certainly is going to end up doing a lot of different things. But hip-hop, rap.
Well, she runs it now, B.
Hey, you know
what? She's running it right now, B. She's like, I am the shit. Okay. Fuck Nicki and all of them.
Yeah, no doubt.
I am that shit.
Indeed.
Don't you see me on the sideline of the games with my boo?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that celebrity? When everybody's talking about you, that is celebrity. So she's having her 15, 20, whatever minutes it is.
She is a wonderful celebrity. She's a wonderful celebrity, dude.
Yes,
that's the only thing I'm going to tell
you. She's a puppet.
Yeah. Oh, she's a wonderful puppet. Oh, she's a trained seal. You know what I mean? Juipa. Juipa. Earth. Earth. Kerr G, albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got AZ and Phil Gector, AWOL 2.0. And we got Tanya Morgan, 12 Minutes at Kareem's. And the instrumental joint is Fuzzle Scope Earwax Physica 2.
No doubt. Also want to give a quick shout out to Houston Socialite. I told you that King is thorough. You know, it's like that. Classic R&B, yeah. Real soul singing sisters and shit. So you got anything left over there swerving?
Yeah, she put a picture up of that record that Rakim and Dre and that chick, Truth Hurts Me, was it Addicted?
Yeah.
She came across that and she was questioning whether we had it or not.
You got the whole album. What are you talking about?
I told her it was a good find, good find. Yeah,
no doubt. That's it. So I guess we'll see y'all next week.
That's what's up.
All right, we're gone.
Jumping out the gym. One.
La 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 Face killings, man, I couldn't buy a beer. I'm not here to play the two like Mace. Bitches can call me names, but they don't say it to my face. It's a daily test of faith, and I got more than enough. Pouring yak into my cup, just to pour it in my gut. Might see me getting bent out the frame with Tanqueray. I got plans to play house with Miss Lisa Ray. Hot for days, years to come. Those who slept got a lot to say, but I ain't hearing them. My yearly sum will surely outdo yours. I'm in it for the long haul like old-ass Lou Rawls. Only dealing with top people who got people that know I'm hot like sheep's wool. Kids love me like preschool. A pigeon tried to diss, I told her eat stool. Sitting in the passenger side of my man's vehicle as I mack entire continents like Reba do. My violent outbursts are totally unforeseeable. I also got plans to blam snakes for hollows for felonious cocksucking with intent to swallow. You ain't a star, you about to get shot at the bar. Couldn't find his house, so I blew up his car. His lawyer couldn't even pass the bar. I move fast and far with ass up to my cigar like it's in a jar.
They say keep it street, but ain't nothing in the street for us. But hard times and concrete for us. They don't really give a damn when shit hit the fan or your man kicked the can. You need to get the brands up when you in the struggle or you's in the world of trouble. Like when you start Earl and Bubba. I mean, what you want from me? All I wanna do is make money, living comfortably.
So where's your heart at? You should really wear your hard hat. Before my wolves catch you out there at the bar back. They came and said that you made me a target. That's why I'ma run you down, making you car sad. I'm all that and a wine bench, diamonds, 200 acre estate with a high fence. Ain't got none of it yet, that's why I'm tense. While y'all still lying about the age on your license. My prints been wiped off, a couple of nines. You were taxed right off with a couple of rhymes. Frontin' like you been here around the world. Where I'm from, kids is having shootouts with their girls. The madness, nigga. And there's no antidote. There's a thin line between Jordan and Manigo. That's why I plan to man the boat and land on the coast where they handpick the cantaloupe and beg me to slam the joke.
They say keep it street, but ain't nothing in the street for us. But hard times and concrete for us. They don't really give a damn when shit hit the fan or your man kicked the can. You need to get the brands up when you in the struggle or you's in the world of trouble. Like when you start Earl and Bo. I mean, what you want from me? All I wanna do is make money, living comfortably.
This is Illicoin speaking. I was born with a cold, but stay true to form like my dick was made of gold. That nigga's partial real, ain't got the heart to kill. Doing yourself in like Fire Marshal Bill. I trademark your grill if you ever try me. Chainsaw him in half, make him look Siamese. I used to smoke blunts till my eyes was Chinese. Now I get money, fucking hoes under pine trees. To hell with these birds, I ain't got time for feds. Give me 25 mil, man, tell the world I'm dead. I ain't bout second best, ass second stretch. If I ain't getting first, I'm bound to burst through your chest. Number one with the bullet, I keep a toolkit like a nuclear warhead. I ain't nothing to fool with. I had men who shoot for me before puberty. Puff gave Shine the Mill, that nigga need two for me.
They say keep it street, but ain't nothing in the street for us, but hard times and concrete for us. They don't really give a damn when shit hit the fan or your man kicked the can. You need to get the brands up when you in the struggle or you's in the world of trouble. Like when you start Earl and Bo. I mean, what you want from me? All I wanna do is make money, living comfortably. They say keep it street, but ain't nothing in the street for us. But hard times and concrete for us. They don't
kick the can. You need to get the brands up when you in struggle, or you's in the world of trouble. Like when you start Earl and Bubba. I mean, what you want from me? All I wanna do is make money, living comfortably.
Yeah, that's the point right there. He got some with him. G-Wise, the great Daddy X. Yeah, he got something for y'all. Just like that beast on him anytime. Don't spare nothing. Don't spare nothing.
Remind me of Scissors Part 2. Y'all don't know about that. It's Vaughn Peasy, just P for short. But it's not easy keeping up the sport. So if you think that I live the life of Ra, put down the rapping books and take a look into my eyes. Kareem breaking. Google blue waffles, then try to eat breakfast. I got too exposed to the masses. Been so elite, like I'm hoed with the dashes. Bring about bleak, it's looking like darkness. If you aren't a part of this, your squad call on guard like Margaret. Hotter than the Diamondbacks mascot in August. Fans keep us cool by supporting. I never sold crack, but that don't make me better than you. I did have to save up a week extra or two. A nice guy who may have finished last once or twice. They just wasn't with it, it wasn't cause I was nice. We gotta keep spitting, the rest never suffice. Any alternate is pretty awkward shit. Off the grid, more Spike Jones than Mike Jones. Mainly cause I don't pick up the damn phone. 8-track need to hear Don speaks. Those are flows that arose from the concrete. Though the shows never overflow, Von P and Don conquer, so Godspeed. Oh yeah, all we wanna do is break the chains off. I still say nigga, that'll change, boss. I'm never with the killer talk, never call sisters horse bitches, and my shit is still official, y'all. It's not for approval. I try to help change what you used to all the young kings and queens. We are all human beings, down with the guns. Peace to the Zulus.
It's done well, or just dealt for short. Life ain't a game and I ain't into sports. So if you think that I live a life that's fly, put down the magazines and take a look into my eyes. Still winning on the real though. Easy E back since I can't go a real pro. That would make me a P a mirror and recept. I stick to the rhyme while he's on the beat. Got your chicks drinking in my kitchen, hooking up some breakfast. Swerve on the curb cause I'm talking kinda reckless. Podcasting, bitch, I'm about that action. Y'all laughing, and that's what's happening. Shouting at the screen was last seen with John Hodgman. Green Room mobbing, Paul Rudd photobombing. Y'all want some raps, man, that might be a problem. I want some scratch and niggas ain't confident. But Pete Holmes hurt to you. Those are flows that happen when you do you. Who'll take a stand? Don Dub and Von P will. Mona Scott don't care about black people. Mona Scott don't care about rap people. Rappers barely care about rap. Just singles, just sing deals, drop positions, good looks. Trust me, it's real, y'all ain't listening. Look, write a rhyme and emoji in. Just now you noticing. Keep concentration. Tell me whose flow this is. Hip hop historian, documenting culture. I ain't running from the shadows unless they cast out vultures. When this collapse, it ain't over. But till then, I hope y'all got strong shoulders. In the hereafter, with my jerseys in the rafters, I'm just doing my part to show that black lives matter. Crash live crafters sleeping under dream catchers. Cause art don't just break, nigga, they shatter.
Nigga, I ain't your kitty cat. Your lioness is dying, the lion side of the back. Leather seated, I greet a young shorty with the bash. Knocked it out the park, I'm a hitter, son, check the stats. Get it like I stole it, I don't owe you niggas jack. And ironically, it's the drugs that lay suckers flat like a mat. Lyrically, it's my foot in your ass all over the track. Yolo, sure enough, cause once I did it, you ain't coming back. Equal to lexicon, but your lady called me the Mac. And when you out, she butt naked, FaceTime and ready to chat. I'm coming for your food, weak blood and bellies is fat. Homie, you ain't the shit, there's no fecal matter in that. Niggas miss me with the bull, I'm a matador when I rap. And a mess when I'm on the mic, even catastrophic perhaps. Pockets is popping, but it don't really negate the fact that you lesser than what I write on a shitty day in the lab. Should have blown up a couple of months in the past, but I'm overlooked like a black man hailing a cab. Everybody wanna be rappers, it's kinda sad that a motherfucker like myself is caught in the fad. I'm still that same nigga that's planogramming the cash, sipping on pale ale and whipping the green slab. Organizing a scheme so I can hit the Ave and wreck a couple of spots to show the people I'm rad. Rich homie equal, homie the flow is lethal. If only my foes wasn't so phony and corny see-through, I show them no mercy. I never give them the poor to see through. I'm sorta like kicking them when they down, which is sorta evil. Sorta like sticking them for the crown when I tell them running. Mad Maximus gunning, son, I never knock. Keep it 100, you shouldn't get involved if you are not down for the scuff. And I know your background and you are not found to be rugged. Ruin them, battery bruising them like a step kid. And still put the sun on these niggas like Maury's test did. Running your mouth's a quick way to get a wet wig. Running the south isn't likely shit that you did. I've been about for a little bit and the truth is they ain't ready to box with the god of Saturn ruthless. As far as any opinions, I could give two shits.
Come on, dedicate this record to you and yours, all of ours. Lil Feel Good music by the Globetrotters. Proof of Thought lyricism by Disco. And I know it gets tough out there. You know what I'm saying? The struggle's for real. Maybe this will help you out, man. I know you gotta make your runs, but man, spend some time with your daughter or your son. Take a day or two to show them some fun. Play your part as a dad. Be responsible for what they become. Cause maybe that long talk, firm hug, and that laugh will help your kid read fluently and better at math. It's gonna take more than just the school staff to prepare them for the struggle that awaits in their path. It takes love.
Come on.
You want the cars and the raw change. But you don't thank the Lord above for the small things. The food in your fridge, your girl or your wife, the source of it all, the one who brings the drive in your life. Don't get me twisted, be about your bread. But let the truth be said. You'll go so further if you pray before you go to bed. I put my heart in this song because I've seen hate stirring us wrong, but we can fix it with love.
Love trying to take your soul to ride. Put all the pain and the strain and the stress aside. Release yourself, don't be ashamed of what you feel inside. Throw up your hands, show some love, love. Love trying to take your soul to ride. Put all the pain and the strain and the stress aside. Release yourself, don't be ashamed of what you feel inside. Love trying to show some love, 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 love.
I got love for the first rapper, paving the way to the highest paid rapper today. Show the young inner city kid another way of living. Who could have been another nigga dead or in prison? Although the block brought me stress, the block made me fresh. The block propped me and wished me the best. So when the homies got it rough out there, we just reminisce the old days, rolling while we put it in the air out of love. We throw the family get togethers, backyard in the summer, party with no drama, and dance with our mamas, the pox dear mama. We grub good under the sun and pay homage to the elders, and gather round taking pictures, and listen to that uncle who lies and bullshit you, and watch the little ones grow tight, run around till the sun goes down. The whole vibe of this sound is straight love.
The globe try to take your soul to ride. Put all the pain and the strain and the stress aside. Release yourself, don't be ashamed of what you feel inside. Throw up your hands, show some love, love. The globe try to take your soul to ride. Put all the pain and the strain and the stress aside. Release yourself, don't be ashamed of what you feel inside. The globe try to show some love, 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 love.
Try the front line of Derek Buck, Kieran Drew, Big Drack, and Chuck to turn it out, no question. But mainly here to pass down the message. Your lifetime's the ultimate blessing. Focus on the big picture and it puts it in perspective. I know it gets hectic at times and nerve-wracking, but the sunshine's coming. Good times are rolling along. The struggle's only making us strong. It's all love.
Love try to take your soul to ride. Put all the pain and the strain and the stress aside. Release yourself, don't be ashamed of what you feel inside. Throw up your hands, show some love, love. The globe try to take your soul to ride. Put all the pain and the strain and the stress aside. Release yourself, don't be ashamed of what you feel inside. The globe try to show some love, 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 love. The globe try to take your soul to ride.
Put all the pain and the strain and the stress aside. Release yourself, don't be ashamed, do what you feel inside. Throw up your hands, show some love, love. The Globetrotters take your soul to ride. Put all the pain and the strain and the stress aside. Release yourself, don't be ashamed, do what you feel inside. The Globetrotters show some love, 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 love.